Good afternoon, listener. This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is found on the HuffingtonPost.com, and it was posted on January 13th, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And this is called Joel Osteen Tells Larry King, Scripture Says Homosexuality is a Sin, but I Don't Want to Preach About It. And this is updated at January 13th, 8:54 p.m. Eastern Time. Megachurch pastor of Lakewood Church and televangelist Joel Osteen was a guest on Larry King Now in L.A. to talk about everything from Duck Dynasty to Obamacare, and of course his views on the gays came up. King asked Osteen, what are your views on homosexuality? To which Osteen replied, the same they've been. I believe that scripture says that it's a sin, but I always follow it up by saying, you know that, you know what, we're not against anybody. King pressed him to explain, commenting, how can it be if we don't know what causes it? You don't know why you're a heterosexual. Osteen replied, there's a lot of things, Larry, that I don't understand, so I just want to preach on. I just don't want to preach on it. Preach about it. King inquired, does gay marriage annoy you? Osteen said, it doesn't annoy me. From a scripture point of view, it's not what my faith would teach, but it doesn't annoy me. The interview with Larry King is another example of the somewhat mixed messages offered by Reverend Osteen on homosexuals. On October 2nd of the past year, Osteen joined Josh Zepps on Huffington Post Live for a more relaxed and intimate interview. Zepps read a piece that he liked from the Osteen book and his newest book, It Doesn't Matter Who Likes You or Who Doesn't Like You. All that matters is what God is that God likes you. He accepts you. He approves of you. Zepps followed up by asking if that includes homosexuals. Absolutely, Osteen insisted. I believe that God breathed life into every person, that every person is made in the image of God, and you have to accept them as they are on their journey. I'm not here to preach hate or push people down. Pastor Osteen also shared his thoughts with Larry King on the new Pope, whom he likes, and told King, I believe heaven is a physical place somewhere. Well, I'm not exactly sure why we closed the article that way. I've seen better writing in my day. But in any case, interestingly enough, I don't even see a byline here. So, in any case, you have Osteen saying that there's a lot of things I don't understand, Larry, so I just don't want to preach on it or preach about it. Well, I will first of all say that it's quite possible that we don't have the full quote in its full context. Well, let's just say that Joe Osteen did indeed say, I don't know why I'm a heterosexual. That's how the... That's what he was replying to when he said, I don't understand it, so I don't want to preach about it. First of all, you're a heterosexual because God designed you, Genesis 1:27, to be relational. And so it is natural for a person to want to be with another person. And God gave woman to the man, Genesis 1, aren't we in that same chapter? And so God gives a desire for men and women to become one, Genesis 2. You see, you don't really have a leg to stand on if you want to use Genesis 1 to talk about how we're all created in the image of God, and then to propagate God's image on the earth, we're supposed to male and female reproduce. Well, that flies in the face of current day overpopulation garbage. You could take all the people in the world and put them in Texas. God only knows that Texas is big enough for that. But it flies in the face of a lot of things, to include homosexuality. You see, you can't affirm the value of human beings if you undermine such affirmation by questioning the very scripture that affirms their value. You see, you can't have both. It all starts in Genesis 1. How do you affirm their value as human beings and then tell them that they can get married to any old person to propagate that? That it's just simply not the case. Now, it's known, many commentators have said, that in the olden days, especially before mass traveling and the ability to reach out and touch all corners of your kingdom with the push of a button, taking over network television for a speech, it has been said that any sovereign at any time would place images of himself throughout every corner of his kingdom so that they would know who was in charge, and they would have statues or images and all through the kingdom. Well, Psalm 24:1 says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And if it's true, then it makes good sense that if the earth is the Lord's, he's the sovereign. If he's the sovereign, by that same practice, he would put his image throughout his kingdom. And so you are an image bearer, and all human beings are to be image bearers, but they are incapable of doing that, says Colossians 4, if they are not putting on the image of Christ, if they have not put on Christ, if they have not been born again. It's impossible to reflect the image of God. So the issue, first of all, is do you acknowledge that God made man in his image? And when I say man, I mean mankind, male and female, is the terminology Genesis 1:27 says. Do you acknowledge that he knew what he was doing when he made you in the image and commissioned man and woman to unite and fill the earth and dominate it? Man was to lead, woman was to be the chief helper and co-regent in the part of the world that God has given them to conquer. What a delight to have such a mission from our Creator. So, on that token, I would say that it's impossible for the positive preaching, Joe Osteen, to give anybody good self-esteem if he's not telling them they're made in the image of God. And if they're made in the image of God, okay, Joe, where'd you get it? Ah, Genesis 1. Well, Genesis 1 and 2 also say that male and female belong to each other. Now, that's just as plain as the nose on my face. I'm not trying to be unkind. Now, let me also address Joe Osteen's statement. He doesn't want to preach about it because he doesn't understand it. Well, there's a lot of aspects of heterosexuality, homosexuality that I do not understand, and so I don't make it my one drum that I beat either. As a matter of fact, I think that a lot of Christianity needs to be very careful, particularly evangelicalism. I think that we sometimes forget that there are other things to talk about besides abortion and homosexuality. Now, you say, well, aren't those important? Yeah, oh, they're very important. But I don't think we should ride Joe Osteen too much because he doesn't want to talk about homosexuality all the time. He does say he doesn't want to preach about it. I don't know if that means he never does, but let's just say that he never does. Well, then I'd say he's wrong and he's being untrue to his calling if he's indeed called to preach the Word of God. Of course, I'm giving him lots of levity, so save your comments about how he's the devil and the Antichrist and everything else. I'm not saying he is God's gift to the church. Okay, I'm not. I'm not saying he's even saved. I don't know. No, I'm saying he professes to be a Christian. He professes to be a shepherd of God's sheep, and I don't need you sending me YouTube links showing me that he's the devil incarnate. That's outside the scope of this story. So, stop. I am saying, though, that there's more stuff to talk about than sex. And I think sometimes we irritate, aggravate, nauseate, and make anxious church members and God's sheep by capitalizing on particular sins and giving them more screen time than we would even the very Son of God who died for those sins. So be very careful about being one-man bands and hobby horse riders out there taking on a particular sin group. I think abortion is still murder, but there's more stuff than that to talk about. I remember when I was being brought up and I was a part of a movement, I preached in a movement, I pastored in a movement where it seemed like all we talked about was dress code and the King James Version of the Bible. And after a while, I began to realize how absolutely shallow it was to pick two or three things that I was good at talking about and not talking about anything else. Friends, I think there's more to talk about than homosexuality. That doesn't mean don't talk about it. It means there's more stuff to talk about. Okay? So if we want to preach the whole counsel of God, why don't we talk about the attitudes in our families? Why don't we talk about the fact that homosexuality, though it might be minimized in our church, heterosexual divorce is rampant in the church in America. Why don't we start writing that? Why don't we start disciplining people that are pursuing divorce without biblical grounds in our churches? Why don't we start putting them out of the churches and put the fear of God back in our churches? Oh, you say, well, that's just we can't do. Wait, why don't you try it? Why don't you try it? No, the reason we don't try that stuff is because it's much easier to beat the drum about what they're doing out there, what the unsaved and the unchurched are doing out there. Guess what they're doing, folks? They're acting like sinners. But when we have saints that are against homosexuality, allowing their daughters to go out and date men that are older than them, scantily clad, and alone in their teen years, please don't talk to me about how homosexuality is the problem in America. When you have young men that don't know how to keep their hands off of young ladies they supposedly love, they wouldn't dare touch her in a manner that they do around her father. Let me tell you, that is the issue in our churches. The issue is not homosexuality. The issue is that you have Christian school kids and youth group kids and Baptist kids who can't keep their hands off of each other. They train themselves to get married and divorced, married and divorced, married and divorced, married and divorced, all through their teen years through getting together and breaking up over and over again, giving their hearts to each other. We're on a Facebook. We're official. We're on Facebook as in a relationship. Now, give me a break. The issue is a heterosexual issue. Please stop trying to mow everyone else's grass. There are other things to do. Let's fix the problems in our churches where people are saying we have irreconcilable differences, or I just can't get along with her, or he just doesn't understand me. Friends, there are more than enough other things to talk about. How about the fact that we have people that won't work because they can't make more than $8 an hour? Are you kidding me? $8 an hour is a whole lot better than $0 an hour. And then the argument that says, well, I make more money collecting unemployment than I do working at Chick-fil-A, you're part of the problem. I understand the government shouldn't be offering you that kind of stuff when we're going a trillion plus in debt every year, but you're part of the problem if you say, well, I get the equivalent of 10 or 12 bucks an hour if I don't work. Friends, you're part of the problem. Get a job on Saturdays to make up the difference and take your job at Chick-fil-A. That is honorable. That is a story you can tell your sons and daughters. All right. Well, you might be sorry you listened to it this far, but I appreciate you tuning in. Give Joe Osteen a break. He may not be Jesus in the flesh. He may not be even a Christian. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't need you telling me he is. I don't. Well, there's other things to talk about. Have a great day.